Trump roasting Kamala Harris.
We love Merry Christmas. And, you know, Kamala doesn't. She doesn't want you to use Merry Christmas. Wow. She thinks it's insulting to use Merry Christmas. So we'll have to work on her.
Number four, the former president reveals an interesting fact about young people.
And by the way, the youth is so important because youth tends to be Democrat. And as they get older, they become Republican. What's
that? Number three, when asked about his opinion on Kamala bringing out Megan Thee Stallion at her rally, he said this.
Nobody's going to want to watch her. So what she did is she's gotten a couple of rappers and they fill up the place. She has them go last. So in other words, they want her to finish her speech, get the hell off the stage, and then they can listen to the rap.
Number two, Trump and Adden tried to impersonate Biden, and it's hilarious.
Because when I was being shot at, I did think I did a good job because I heard and I went down. I don't think Joe would have dropped it before.
No, I think he would have just been like, what's going on?
Hey, what's that? Where are those bullets?
Is that a bird?
Oh, there they are. There they are.
Number one, he was asked to describe Gavin Newsom in one word, and he said,
Gavin Newscum.
Hey there, fam. Hey there, Patriots. I've missed you. Let's check that again real quick.
Here's top five funniest moments during Trump and Aiden Ross stream. Number five, Trump roasting Kamala Harris.
We love Merry Christmas. And, you know, Kamala doesn't. She doesn't want you to use Merry Christmas. Wow. She thinks it's insulting to use Merry Christmas. So we'll have to work on her.
Number four, the former president reveals an interesting fact about young people.
And by the way, the youth is so important because youth tends to be Democrat. And as they get older, they become Republican. What's that?
Number three, when asked about his opinion on Kamala bringing out Megan Thee Stallion at her rally, he said this.
Nobody's going to want to watch her. So what she did is she's gotten a couple of rappers and they fill up the place. She has them go last. So in other words, they want her to finish her speech, get the hell off the stage, and then they can listen to the rap.
Number two, Trump and Adden tried to impersonate Biden, and it's hilarious.
Because when I was being shot at, I did think I did a good job because I heard and I went down. I don't think Joe would have dropped it before. I think it's
No, I think he would have just been like, what's going on?
Hey, what's that? Where are those bullets?
Is that a bird?
Oh, there they are. There they are.
Number one, he was asked to describe Gavin Newsom in one word, and he said,
Gavin Newscum.
There you go. There's our wonderful president being funny all the time. He's something else. I hope you guys are having a great day. Melissa, red pill of the world. I've missed seeing you guys. I'm glad to see you. Give me the thumbs up if you see this. It said on my thing, it's like the streaming wasn't connecting. I'm like, okay, I think it is. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to pretend like it is. And that looks like we are good to go. I'm glad to see you guys. No, I actually just... God, remember how this whole past month, it was like the internet kept going down. It's like, what is going on? I kept saying I was getting picked on. So I ended up taking the plunge and ordering Starlink. I ordered Starlink, and it took me about 5 minutes to install it. It was that pretty cool. And so this is my first time doing a live stream with Starlink. So you guys let me know what you think. Do you think it's the same quality, better quality? You know, what do you think? You know, it's hard for me to tell. I need you guys to tell me what you think. So anyway, I'm glad to see you. If you guys are new and you don't know about the Freedom Force Battalion, we've been fighting in this battle alongside each other, right, you guys, for 7 years. We've been trying to expose the truth, and that's why we keep getting banned off of everything. So if you want to hear the truth, you got to come to Freedom Force Battalion, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E. That's my website. I have all the videos that we've done in the past. We look at how what we're experiencing, all of humanity is experiencing something biblical. Literally biblical. This is the great day we've been waiting for. This is the day we're being rescued from these creeps. And they are really angry about that, but it doesn't matter. We're going to defeat them anyway, right? I'm so glad. I did not believe the thing. I'm like, no, I think that we're going to be able to do this live stream, and I just went ahead, and I'm so glad we're A-okay. Yay. 5-5. Excellent. I'm so excited. I'm so glad that we are working here. That's terrific. That's terrific. All right, so then I wanted to show you guys let's see if I can get back to what I wanted to show you. I wanted to show you these posts where Aiden was asking President Trump about different individuals. I wanted you to see that. Oh, before I go on, I want you to see this one too. Look at what President Trump posted this morning on Truth Social. He says, Kamala has stated over and over, blah, blah, whatever. He did a post like he's always doing about Kamala now that she's the one, the nominee. Who knows what's going to happen in a few weeks. But I have been thinking that her name is very, very, very similar to Kabbalah. What do you guys think? Have you ever thought about that? Kamala, Kabbalah. It's just way too similar. And I think when he posted this, it really looked so much like it. What do you guys think? So I just thought you might like to see that. Let me type something in super quick. And then we're going to jump in here and jump and see if we can make this all happen. I'm posting actually on Brighteon as well as on X as well as on Rumble. So I'm going to post all those into the live stream chat. Maybe Songbird, maybe you can help me out with that. So I'm so glad that we are here together doing a live stream. Rumble doesn't come up on the search. I don't know what that means. Tell me what you're saying. Rumble is not the best way. I'm telling you, Rumble, I've talked to him about it. I'm like, well, you guys have got to do better on your search because it makes it really hard to find videos. I agree. Rumble is not the best on that. But if that's what you're talking about, I think that you're right. I think you are right. Okay, so let's see what else President Trump, do you guys think he's saying, he's pointing us to Kabbalah? I think so. Or maybe she's just blah, blah, blah. Either way, it made me think of Kabbalah. It made me think of Kabbalah because that's really what is happening. Okay, so Aiden was asking him, President Trump, in this really, really cute interview, and it's gigantic because it was had the most video watches of any live stream ever. How cool is that? Thank you so much, Aiden, because now that's really going to help President Trump with the youth vote. Very, very fun. He is great for the old people, the young people, the every colored people, the people all over the world. Everybody is starting to realize how much they love President Trump. All right, so let's see what he says about Elon Musk. Check this out.
This is a good one. Elon, a genius. Truly a genius. You know, I see the rockets come down with the engines, and they're coming down. The engines are landing.
You can't hear it.
They have no wings, no nothing. That was a couple of years ago.
I said, right.
What is that? And I said, what was that all about? He says, well, we want to be able to save the engines, not that they go into the ocean and all. But he really is. He's a genius. He's also a good, very good person.
So there you go. You know, and that was what I was wanting to bring up is, you know, there's just been so much discussion about, you know, whether Elon is a good guy or bad guy or what's going on with Elon. And so now, you know, I got to be honest, when you talk about X, we now have that as a platform where we can put out all kinds of truth. And I'm so glad that we do, that we can. If you haven't seen my channel, it's Melissa Redpill. And you can post anything over there. I have not had any trouble at all. I don't know. I say one little word on YouTube and I'm banned. I have a feeling I was just banned off of Facebook. And now, you know, because of Elon, we can go say whatever we want on X. So I'm really happy about that. And I'm also, you know, I'm really feeling like I just couldn't trust AT&T to keep their system up and running. And I don't want to be at the flip of a switch that I'm you know, not able to communicate. So here we are on Starlink. So I'm pretty excited about that, that I feel like I'm not, you know, I'm in a system that is not going to be subject to censorship. If X is any indication, right? So that was pretty cool. And he says he's a good guy. President Trump said he's a good guy. So that was pretty cool. All right, so now he's going to talk about Kanye. And yeah, Kanye is just, he's going back and forth. He's really, you know, having a tough time walking the straight and narrow path. It's not an easy path. And it takes some getting used to. Right? The path, it takes some getting used to learning how to walk this path that the Lord has laid out for us. So, you know, I'm not dogging on him and neither is President Trump. I want you to hear what he had to say about Kanye.
Complicated. Let's say complicated. Because he's a really nice guy, but he can get himself into trouble and he can get some other people. But, you know, he's got a good heart. He does. But he's complicated, Kanye.
There you go. He's complicated. That's a nice way to say it. That's a nice way to say it. Yeah, Kanye, he's quite, you know, there's nobody like Kanye exactly. And he's, I think that some of this, we're going to realize, you know, he's been, they've really done a number on his brain. He's talked about that. He says, every time I dyed my hair, it was because they almost killed him. You know, this is these people are unbelievable. What I have a feeling they've done a big number on Kanye. So, all right, so let's see what President Trump says about, okay, AOC. This one was really interesting, too. Check it out.
Fake, but in all fairness, look, but she knows it. She's got a thing going. It's a good thing. She's a good thing for her. But there's a certain something she's got. She's got a spark. That's pretty amazing, actually. She's got a good spark. So I'll change it. I'll say spark. She does have. She gets on. You know, when she was running against a gentleman from Queens. And I asked his people, I said, are you careful? This guy was going to be Speaker of the House. It was going to be him, not Nancy Pelosi. And Joe, he is a good politician, a real pro, been around for a long time, many years in Congress. And I watched her on television one time. I saw a clip of her speaking, ranting, raving, going crazy. And I said, who's she running against? She's running against Joe. I said, oh, does he know what's going on? Oh, he's got no problem, sir. He's got no problem. I said, is he doing any debates? No, he doesn't have to bother with the debates. He's got no, he's been there for years. I said, tell him I said that he should be careful. Because I saw her. And I said, she's Evita. I called her Evita. Maybe that's the
it's
best.
Like,
Evita Peron. I said, she's Evita. She's in the streets screaming, shouting, going crazy, hugging people, hugging. Everybody's being hugged. I said, he better be careful. And she took him out. So
what he's basically saying, she is a force to be reckoned with. And a lot of the young people probably don't understand, you know, what he's not getting to get into a whole discussion on her socialist views on this show. This show is just supposed to be real lighthearted and all that. So he's not dogging on her. And he's saying she's no doubt a force to be reckoned with. Some of the people were saying, well, maybe she's one of the actors. You know, we will see. We'll see once this is all finished. We'll see. We will see. Okay, yeah, he came out with about Trudeau. He came out with him about that he is potentially, possibly Castro's son. Check this out.
Yeah, he's turned very liberal, actually. They say he's the son of Fidel Castro. And
he didn't say he is. He said they say he is. But he's putting it out there.
Yeah, could be. I mean, anything's possible in this world, you know? You're going to learn as you get older. You've seen a lot already for your age. Per age, I would say. Per year spent, you've seen as much as anybody. But Justin Trudeau is, I get along with him very well, actually. But he seems to be going very progressive, and the people of Canada are not liking it. I mean, if they had a good conservative person, which maybe they do, maybe they don't, I don't know. But somebody that's a strong conservative would win in Canada. Canada is very unhappy about the way they've been treated as people. But I got along with them well. Now this man,
All right, I'm not going to go. I don't think into Kim Jong-un. All right, so I wanted to just show you some of the Trump, some of the things that he was talking about. And I think that first clip, he just did, he knocked it right out of the park. Nobody is like Trump. And he like I said, he speaks to the youth, he speaks to the older people, he speaks to every person in the whole wide world, if they'll take the time to listen. And I really encourage you guys that wherever you go, I was just actually having a conversation with a young girl just a little while ago, and you know, we just had a really great conversation about about the Lord, about political issues, about Trump, and you know, just I think people are more open to hearing things now, don't you guys? Let's go ahead and just throw things out there and just see what happens, and take a lesson from listening to President Trump. He's really teaching us how to talk with people and try to work around the differences that we might have, just right here in this perfect example. Okay, so some of the folks were talking about asking questions. Someone said something about Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, I'm going to talk about this later, but Mike Johnson just came out saying that if Iran attacks Israel, then it's basically World War III. Okay, so yeah, Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I just encourage everybody to buckle up. Buckle up. Now, tomorrow I'm going to do a video. I've been doing a lot of research on, especially using this man, I think his name is Chris Martinson, on his videos on the shooting. And aren't they trying to memory hole the whole President Trump assassination attempt? They're, you know, hardly anybody is talking about it. And what they did initially was they immediately got out ahead of it, and they're saying put it out on at the in Congress, trying to kind of put out the narrative. Oh, the shooter is dead. The head of the CIA is gone, and this was wrong. And we're, you know, there you go. And let's go ahead and, you know, finish it up, and we're done. And then, you know, you do a search on Google, you do a search all online, you can't find anything about it. Even still, after this whole, you know, Zuckerberg called President Trump and said and apologized, but still, you still can't, you know, it doesn't come up even to this day. So there's, you know, they're trying to make it as if it never even happened. So we're the ones who have to keep pushing this out there. And so this man has done an amazing job. I'm going to go into more detail tomorrow on a video and just pull out clips. But for example, here's one example of one of the things that we found. So this guy has a video. His name is something Stewart, whatever it is. I posted it on the social media. If you guys are not following me over on the social media, go to freedomforce.live, go to the social media right here, and you can find all the social media platforms where we post. And so I posted and a lot on X too with these hashtags. So if you'll go over, please, over onto X, and let me see if I can post, see that for you, show you that. I posted, there we are live, Hey, everybody on X. Okay, so I posted a bunch of videos by this man. Sorry, I'm hurting your eyes. Audio forensics and much more detailed review of these things. So I really would encourage everybody to, we froze. What did you miss? The second I was showing up on the live on X, interesting. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so what I was saying was this guy named Chris Martinson has done a lot of work on the shooting. And I don't know if I even, this may be this is a very hot topic because no one's talking about this. They don't want to talk about a shooter number two. They don't want to talk about it. He's not doing it. He was not the first shooter. So, oh man, four times. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry about that. Anyway, maybe back to the drawing board. I do have to get this thing readjusted in my house, the Starlink. I think it's good quality, I think, but it's not in my office. So that's maybe I need to just, you know, move that closer to my office if I'm going to do a live stream. Okay, I told you this is my first time. This is a test run right here. Okay, so but tomorrow, if you're new, go to my Rumble site, rumble.com/user/redpilltheworld. Okay, Red Pill the World, that's my site, and I'm going to be posting over there. And definitely you can check out some of the older videos too, and because I've definitely been talking a lot about this assassination attempt. All right, so definitely check that out. Okay, so and I'm going to have it over. This is like I was showing you on X. I better just turn that off. I don't know if that's causing us the problem. Okay, couple of other things. Like I said, I was just coming on today to just do a quick, let's see if this is going to work today. But I found this out from another influencer. Can't remember, it's Khan. Anyway, he was saying that the town, there's something interesting about the name of the town where President Trump had the attempted assassination on his life. Do you remember when Joseph was you know, he was taken captive back in the day, and he was taken off to Egypt, and he was a helper in the prison. Remember, he ended up going to prison. You know, the woman said that he came on to her, and he did not do it, and all that. And so he ends up going to prison, but the Lord was with him, and the Lord had given him an ability to interpret dreams. So this guy had a dream, and he was actually going to, he was the butler. He was called the butler, but it was also another name is the cup bearer. He was, in some versions of the Bible, use the word cup bearer. And so cup bearer is the one who would prevent an assassination. he would sample the drink, the wine, before he would give it to the king to prevent him from being poisoned. And so he's saying, and I didn't even catch this. I don't know if you guys, did you guys catch this? That he is the, this name, Butler, is a sign that there would be an attempted assassination. I mean, this is so biblical. And I just sometimes I wonder if President Trump knew. I wonder if he knew, you know, especially when you look at this and you see this guy running across. I'm going to show you that tomorrow. The guy running across the building, you're like, what is going on? Oh, there's Jonathan Cahn. Anyway, he found out, he said that Butler, as in Butler, Pennsylvania, is another name for the king's cupbearer. And he's the one who'd be responsible to prevent the king's assassination. Oh my goodness. Yes, testing all the food and the drinks. How about that? All right. So anyway, so I go all into these kinds of things in my book, End Times, and this is biblical. For example, this one right here, Joseph, America, Save the World. This chapter is about Joseph and how what we're experiencing is what Joseph fulfilled in God's word, that he, remember, there was the dream that he had that all the other bundles of grain, just like the one behind me, much bigger, that's just a little a sample one, but the bundles of grain were all bowing down to his bundle of grain. And so that is the Omer bundle, O-M-E-R. Actually, President Trump just posted this morning about these hostages, which I'm going to talk about that more too. But clearly, all these people, in my opinion, the Hamas and Zionists are working together, but whatever. One of the guys is named Omer. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, of all names. But Omer is short for America, which we've already discovered that, right? This is our heritage. We are the Omer bundle. We are the bundle of grain, just like Joseph's bundle of grain that was destined to have all the others bow down, and he was going to save the world. And this is our destiny in America. Now, wherever you're listening, wherever you're from, you, if you have that same heart of freedom, that heart of we're going to be a part of the effort to save the world, then you can jump right on the bandwagon. We're all hands on deck. Everybody jump on the bandwagon and help. But anyway, this book right here is one of my favorites. I love looking at all the Bible stories that you've ever heard, but looking at them being fulfilled in our day, like the story of Joseph. And this one is a prime example of another way that Butler, I mean, how many more nuggets of gold are there in God's word that are really, we're walking through all of the Bible, all of the Bible stories, when like Moses and the Red Sea, that we're the red wave, you know, coming to and the evildoers will be crushed under the Red Sea, you know, all of these things, Joshua and the fall of the wall is like the fall of the cabal and all this crushing them. So, I mean, on and on and on. Anyway, so I just really hope you enjoy that. I just love that I'm able to piece this together. And now this one is these are the three. If you haven't read the other ones, this is the Decode of Revelation, and this one is all the clues that the minor prophets, not all of them, there's a lot of clues the minor prophets gave us. And so now we know, like I was talking to that young girl about Habakkuk and trying to encourage her that, you know, all the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. This whole thing that's happening in the stock market is, you know, how they're trying to rob us. They tried to rob President Trump. I just posted that earlier today. This is what they try to do. They're trying to do, but it's going to come back on them. Everything that they have done to us, every nickel they have stolen from us, we will get back and it will be taken away from them. It will all be taken away from them. I'm going to see if I can find that post that I just posted this morning. Okay, here it is. Austere Wyatt. I love him. A-U-S-T-E-R-R-E-E. I'm sorry. R-R-E-W-A. Let me start over. I don't know my alphabet. A-U-S-T-E-R-R-E-W-Y-A-T-T-1. Okay? Austere Wyatt 1. He said, had Trump been assassinated, Rothschild, BlackRock, Vanguard, the Bushes, and the Cheneys stood to gain $696 billion, up to $1 trillion in profits. Because they did they shorted the DJT stock for Truth Social. they knew that the whole thing would go belly up if there was no President Trump, if he was gone. And so they shorted the stock. There's so much gambling on the stock market. I'm telling you that I don't trust any of it. A fourth of this entire portfolio shorted the DJT stock the day before the assassination attempt. Anyway, I'm going to talk about more about that tomorrow, but this is what we're witnessing. We're witnessing all of this going on before our eyes. So yeah, but the great news is we're going to win. They failed. They failed to, you know, to get their $1 trillion, and they failed to kill President Trump. And why? Because this is biblical. This is the great day the Lord is rescuing humanity. There's no doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And even the name Butler, he knew. I don't know. I just have this feeling. I don't know. The Lord knew. Either way. Okay, the last thing I'm going to show you real quick is this verse from 1 John chapter 2. Love this passage. I'm going to read the whole thing to you. This verse, well, not the whole thing, but a whole chunk of it. When you receive the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. You know when I'm telling you the truth about the end times, you know in your heart, you're like, Melly's right. This is right. This is biblical. This is the Lord's word, and the Holy Spirit confirms in your heart this is true. It's true truth. The other stuff, you're like, that doesn't exactly sound right, right? It's just true. Holy Spirit, please continue to guide us into all truth about our health, about what to do with our money, not to trust these people, how we can share truth about President Trump, how to share the truth about the end times, all this. For the Spirit teaches you everything. The Spirit of the Lord teaches you everything you need to know. And what He teaches is true and it's not a lie. So just as He's taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. That's the most important thing, that you stay in this vital living relationship with the Lord. Don't let anything stand in the way. That's why I'm like, come on, Kanye. You know there's nothing for you in that dark world. You know there's nothing for you there. I don't know if he's playing like he went back into the world because so he can infiltrate. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is I'm not playing with the dark side because it's too dark and I don't want to have anything to do with it. Stay in fellowship with Christ. Whatever you're doing, if you're a double agent, whatever it is, stay in fellowship with Christ. And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, you'll be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. Wouldn't that be awful if you're ashamed to see him? It'd be awful, wouldn't it? Yeah, I've considered that we're watching a movie and this is all a white hat operation. Yeah. I know we're a lot of this is orchestrated. A lot of this is orchestrated. Yeah. Definitely. So, you know, what portion, sometimes it's very confusing to understand. Bottom line, I know that whatever is happening, Pampin Land, is that this is the way it has to be to wake up humanity, to keep the most people safe. It says, you know, it's a white hat operation, no doubt, no doubt. So, I don't know. It's hard. It's too hard for me to imagine Pampin Land that they would literally shoot the president. That's a bridge too far for me to go across. I just can't go that far across that bridge because that's just too much for me. But anyway, I do believe the Lord knew. I'll say that. So anyway, I just wanted you to hear that verse. When you see the Lord, you don't want to have any shame. I was telling a dear friend of mine, do you remember that the Lord said in His Word, He's like, oh, but we're sinners. And like, you know, He was feeling bad about it. You know, I said, well, you know, sometimes we sin, but that's not our nature anymore. We've been changed. We're a new creation. Remember that. Don't think of yourself as primarily a sinner. Think of yourself as a new creation in Christ, that you're blameless in His sight. You are perfect in his sight. This is what the word says. I didn't make it up. This is what the word of God says. They try to make us think that we're basically sinners. When we sin, it's like a friend of yours. Maybe y'all might have a little tiff from time to time. Maybe you and your husband or wife have a tiff from time to time. But that's not the bent of your relationship. If it is, y'all need to go get counseling. go get counseling from the Lord. But, you know, when you've got a relationship, the predominance of it is that you are faithful to each other and care for each other and do for each other and love each other. And so, you know, it's not, that's the bent of it. That's the in the whole and on the main, right? And so this is the relationship with the Lord, is that predominantly we are walking with him by faith, and we're, you know, we're his child, and we're, you know, we're not in shame. We are in blamelessness, right? So, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, when you see his face, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. Since we know that Christ is righteous. Now check this verse. When we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children. I'm going to hearken you back to when we talked a few weeks ago about Romans chapter 2. How do we know who's truly, quote, believes on Christ? Even if they've never really heard, they don't really ever, you know, they've been in a Muslim country, or they've had mentally challenged, or a baby, or whatever. How do they know if they really, truly believe? Is it meant some intelligence? It's deeper than intelligence. It's deeper and wider and broader than intelligence. It's about knowing him, right? I may know him. Since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right, all who follow after him, are his children. They're all his children. So I want you to see that too. So I encourage you all to, you know, me too, to listen to him, and say, Lord, guide me in all truth about what's going on politically, about what's going on for my health, about all these things that we just need the Lord to guide us every step. And that's why it's so important to stay in that close relationship with him. So I really encourage you, if you are not like detoxing or whatever, or if you're not like taking amino acids, I really encourage you to go, where's the channel? Right here. Go to freedomforce.live. Check out all these things. I'm just so thankful the Lord has helped me. I just posted yesterday about my new friend, Mark Grennan, and I just posted this information. If you haven't seen it, I'd really encourage you to go and look at his, he's an amazing man, a missionary who trained people in 130 countries to help them to detox. And he's done an amazing job, and he was thrown in prison for it. He's like, and his two sons are still in prison. His sons are still in prison. I'm going to show that to you before we go. But yeah, so for example, on the CBD, I do this every day. It's actually on, there's stuff on 50% off right now. Go to freedomforce.live/CBD, and you can go on there and understand. This is to cure, to heal, to coat, to soothe, to protect the nerves, to your nervous system. And this is part of this whole health that we've got to restore. We're headed to whole health. We're not anymore going to have these people continue to damage our bodies. And how my heart was healed. Why? How? Y'all know I was poisoned, for crying out loud. It's because I listened to the Lord and y'all prayed for me. Y'all remember that? Were you here when that happened? And you prayed and the Lord guided me on what to do so I could live through that. It's amazing. I got, you know, with prescribinglife.com. They helped to treat my phrenic nerve, to get it unlocked because it was frozen up. It wasn't causing my diaphragm to breathe. All the green smoothies. If you haven't been doing green smoothies, I really encourage you to, you know, take care of your health so your body has a fighting chance. So yeah, I'm you know, listening to the Lord, asking him all the time, what do you want me to do? And how can I help others? It's so beautiful, like Mark Grennan was saying, so beautiful when people are healed. And you know, he said to go and to heal, to cast out demons, you know, all these things to, you know, this is what we're charged with doing, to help others to be well. And you've got to listen to the Lord. listen to him and he'll guide you. I'm so thankful, you know, this dear friend of mine who was having bipolar symptoms, she's well. I can't even believe it. I mean, I do, because the Lord keeps doing this. As I ask, you say, he says, ask and you will receive. Ask, knock, and the door will be open to you. You just ask with importunate prayer, like the woman just kept knocking, Lord, I have to have the answer. I have to have the answer. And I'm just begging you to guide me to that answer. It might be the third or fourth person down the rung until you get to that answer. But Lord, I know you're going to guide me there. You're going to guide me there one step at a time, right? And it may be a multi-pronged issue. I'm amazed. I'm shocked. I'm so thrilled. But you know, if you don't know about that, check out these pages right here. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm very, very thankful. Actually, okay, so the CBD, I think that actually the other is on sale this week too. The CBD is on 50% off. And the other one, let me show you. This detox right here is on, I think it's on like a $5 offer for the zeolite. You know, getting, and I do this every day without fail. I do this detox, and I'm just, this is what we have to do in this day and age. Anyway, so I'm going off on my hobby horse, because I love this verse about how the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. All right. He promised to do so. And I know that's what you guys are doing. And you're asking him what he wants you to teach, he wants you to share and all that. And that's why, of course, you're here listening about all these things. When maybe some others, you know, other channels are not really talking about this, we have to be out there and because we can't let them get away with this for 60 years like they did back in the day with JFK, right? We just can't allow that to happen. All right. I think that's everything. All right. I'm going to move that little box. I'm going to move that little box closer into my office, and maybe then, but I don't think it's done any more trouble, right? It only did that a couple times when I went over onto X, right? The rest of the time, I think you guys have saying it's working great. Yes. Very good. My name 66. I'm told I'm here to help humanity heal. Amen. 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 Aren't we though? What an honor. Isn't it an honor? What an honor. Okay. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We bless your name, that you are the King of the world, that you are setting us free. You're setting humanity free. Thank you for this, that you've awakened us so that we can help others and be a part of what you are doing. Lord, we just thank you that you have helped us to stay together and that you've helped us to be able to get the truth out. We pray that you would just do some kind of miracle so that we can get more and more and more truth out, because it just seems like the truth about what happened to President Trump, that attempted assassination, it's looked like they're trying to memory hole it. Lord, use us however you see fit so we can get this truth out. People need to understand this truth. And we just thank you for Aiden and his really great video that he did with President Trump, and the one coming up, I think, tonight with Elon. Lord, all these things, we just ask that you would bless all of their efforts so that we can awaken humanity. And we know this is going to happen. We know it's going to happen. We know it's happening now, but we know it's they're going to be cast out. And we're going to have peace on earth for 1,000 years. We're just going to have to pinch ourselves. We thank you. You've considered us faithful, and you've allowed us to be a part of what you are doing. And we love you, and we praise you, and ask you to bless all those who are fighting so hard. Bless them, Lord. Bless their health. Guide them, Lord, into all health. I pray you would guide them into perfect peace. Guide them into mental health. Guide them into perfect financial stability. Lord, guide them on what to do with their money. And whatever they need to prepare for, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, just we ask every step of the way that you'll guide us on what to do. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us our wonderful President Trump. Protect him, Lord. Surround him with a shield, as you did on July 13th. And we pray that and believe that no weapon formed against him will prosper. Lord, we trust you. We pray for Steve Bannon in prison right now. We pray that you would strengthen him and protect him and use him in that position, and just bless the War Room show. Bless Mike Lindell working so hard to stop all of the election fraud. Lord, protect our elections. Lord, pray for all the white hats. And Lord, all these who've been doing evil, we pray, Lord, that you would thwart every evil scheme that they have. We pray that you would bring down these evil doers, that they would that everything they attempt will come to nothing, like this thing that they tried to do with shorting President Trump's stock, that they'll lose all day, every day. We praise you and we thank you. We bless your name, that you're the King of the world, Lord Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. I'm so glad we could get this working. Praise the Lord on that. Don't forget to support Mike Lindell. I was just thinking about him when we were doing mypillow.com/Melly. He's got specials on my topper. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad to be home. We went to the lake with the kids. I'm so glad to be home because I'm telling you, I miss my topper. I'm like, how could I ever go without that now? I'm so spoiled. Between that and my pillow and my body pillow, I'm just like in a little nest, like a little baby bird. All right, if y'all have any questions while we're fixing to go to just type them into the chat or into the comments, and I will try to answer. And I'm gonna, like I said, my hope is I'm gonna come on tomorrow, and we're gonna go do a deep dive on this shooting. Okay, I love you guys. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. I'm so thankful for you. And I will talk to you later.